Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Talk about getting healthy. This is the place. You're listening to Talk Healthy Today with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Hi, this is Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show here on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com. When a headache strikes, it can feel like your brain is caught in the grip of a vice. And while 40 million Americans suffer from at least one headache a week, if it's your head that's pounding, you don't find much comfort in those numbers. From sinus headaches to migraines, today we'll talk about the 411 on the different types of headaches, as well as how everyday factors like stress, eating certain foods, and even the weather can trigger the pounding pain. We'll also talk about some tips or ways to head off headaches, as well as the steps we can take for those unavoidable, episodes that really kind of do cause our life to change dramatically. And I got to tell you, I am a headache sufferer. So this to me is a topic that I've really become more well-versed on. And I think for many of us, it's a situation where a lot more of us are starting to have these because of stress levels. Now, I myself personally have migraines. Migraines produce unbearable, throbbing pain on one side of the head that can last from, a few hours to a few days. They can also, cause nausea and vomiting and a sensitivity to light and sound. About 20% of the estimated 25 to 30 million migraine sufferers in the United States also experience an aura. Now, it isn't some new age invention. A migraine aura is a disturbance in vision that precedes an attack. Auras often consist of a brightly colored or blinking light, blurred vision, blind spots, or zigzag lines in your field of vision. While all migraine-causing sufferers, to have this terrible sensation of pain and discomfort, several studies suggest a connection between migraines with aura and stroke. One Harvard study examined the incidence of stroke in a group of nearly 40,000 middle-aged women for 9 years. The results? Women who experienced an aura were nearly twice as likely to suffer ischemic strokes. Now, this kind caused by clogged blood vessels to the brain, but migraines without an aura, pose no risk. A later study, the Harvard team, found links between auras and other cardiovascular diseases. For instance, migraines with an aura almost doubled the chance for heart disease, heart attack, and angina in a population of nearly 28,000 people compared to aura-free migraines and no migraines at all. It is something that is very much talked about every single day. People talk about headaches on a regular basis. Now, there are different kinds of headaches. Tension headaches, also called stress headaches, chronic daily headaches, or chronic non-progressive headaches, they're the most common type among adults and teens. They cause mild to moderate pain, and they come and go with time. So everybody will probably have a headache once in a while. And it's all something that we have to become more aware of. They're common. 90% of the population common. Just because headaches are common, though, doesn't mean you need to be caught off guard when your next painful bout hits. So here's some things you might want to take a look at. 90% of the population experiences a headache at some point in their lifetime. However, certain people have to deal with headaches or migraines that are a lot more severe than others. Half of the global population has suffered a severe headache at some point. 25% suffer from reoccurring severe headaches, 12% have migraine headaches, and 4% have chronic daily headaches. Although there are both over-the-counter prescription medications designed to treat specific types of headaches, there are also easy at-home remedies that can help alleviate the throbbing pain that just seems not to quit. The next time you're struggling with a headache, try relaxing. Try an ice pack, moderate exercise, dietary supplements, hydration, pressure points, massage, a hot shower, diet, multiple small meals. Try everything that you can think of that might make a difference. I think for some of us, there's a lot of things that we're just learning about headaches in general. Now, a tension headache. This is one that, a lot of people experience every single day. We know that relaxing and resting is very, very important. An ice pack, not only on the head, but sometimes on the chest and sometimes on the back of the neck. Moderate exercise. A good quality foundation of dietary supplements. Dehydration, believe it or not, is a major cause of headaches. Pressure points, some light massage, taking a hot shower, having smaller meals throughout the day like many diabetics do, kind of helping with blood sugar. Many diabetics as well suffer with stress. Now, when you are dealing with these kind of issues that have become, you know, more and more common, you have to kind of take a look at the big picture. Am I someone that's under more stress than before? Am I someone who is now experiencing, you know, headaches more on a regular basis than I ever did in the past? You may be. I know that myself, typically and traditionally, mine occur during extreme times of stress or when I've run myself down. Now, I think you just have to take a look at the big picture. There always are triggers that are there, and it could be food triggers. Sometimes eating a lot of processed food, too much sugar, sometimes too much caffeine can be triggers. Now, believe it or not, I have done about every single thing in the world that's available out there. And all I can tell you is I think I've tried about everything that's been out there. I use a lot of herbal supplements now. I'm a big advocate of magnesium. I use a lot of natural-based turmeric-type products that are very effective for anti-inflammatory benefit. And I found some things that are dramatically beneficial. Now, out there today, you can find hundreds and thousands of different things that people will tell you to do for a headache. Everything from going to the drugstore and using an analgesic product or having to subject yourself to pharmaceutical medications. I've tried them all. And I think one of the constant things that I have found is managing stress, getting a good night's rest, mild to moderate exercise, hydration, drinking plenty of clean, fresh water has made such an amazing difference. And I was told this many, many years ago, and I've always been a very big water drinker, but being a big water drinker for a long period of time, your body adjusts to a lot of water. So you have to drink even a little bit above that when you're trying to fight a headache, but it can make a dramatic difference. Sometimes a couple glasses of water and closing your eyes and resting for a short period of time can take care of a headache all on its own. Now, cluster headaches, this is another issue that we hear more about. This type is intense and feels like a burning or piercing pain behind the eyes, either throbbing or consistent pain. It is at least common, but the most severe type of headache. The pain can be so bad that people with a cluster headache can't sit still and will often pace during attacks. I've had cluster headaches over the years. I was much younger, and I will tell you that it is a terrible source of pain. They're called cluster headaches because they tend to happen in groups. You might get them 1 to 2 to 3 times per day during a cluster period, which may last sometimes 2 to 3 months. The headaches may disappear completely, go into remission for months or years, but come back again. Now, this time of the year, you know, we're going into a time when, but actually it's many times of the year now, because sinus headaches are no longer traditionally just during allergy and sinus season. Sinus headaches can hit you in the spring during pollination. It can hit you in the summer when there are different kinds of things in bloom. They can hit you in the fall with the die-off of plants. It can hit you during cold and flu season. With sinus headaches, you feel a deep and constant pain in your cheekbones, your forehead, and even sometimes the bridge of your nose. They happen when cavities in your head, called sinuses, get inflamed. The pain usually comes along with other sinus symptoms like a runny nose or feeling a fullness in the ears, fever, or even swelling of your face. They hurt. And I have found very effective things like, you know, standing in the shower and letting the shower come right on your face, on the sinus glands and on the back of your neck, and then sometimes coming out of the shower and then using something cold in those areas. And of course, hydration and warm to hot beverages and soups. Now, different kinds of headaches, these are things that, you know, we have to be aware of because they do happen. I think a lot of us link our headaches all into the same category. And we may think that these categories are, you know, the same for everybody, but you know, they're not. So what about some of the things that, you know, a lot of people may not be aware of? experts aren't sure this aura situation that I talked about before, you know, it doesn't come for anybody other than with migraines, but can you feel a headache coming on? I can. I usually start to feel it with sometimes a tightness in the back of my neck. Sometimes your vision gets a little blurry. You'll start to rub the temple and you'll feel a little bit coming on. And people will tell me, I feel a headache coming on. You know, and I think sometimes one of the best things you can do at that point in time is drink a couple glasses of water, close your eyes, put your head down on your desk, and rest. Now, I've had many people tell me that one of the things that they do more than anything, they find that for them, caffeine is something that's very beneficial. I've known people that have gone to the coffee shop and got a double espresso and drank it very quickly. And something about the sensation of increasing the energy in the body, maybe a boost of circulatory boost, gives them relief of their headache. And many times they can catch it. I know people that use analgesics, and for them, that's what works. I know people that'll drink a soda. I mean, there are so many different things that are out there. But did you know that there are amazing supplements that you can use? Now, these are things that I use traditionally on a pretty much of a regular basis. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of conclusive information 20, 30, 40 years ago. We kind of had to bump around and you know, hit and miss and try things. Butterbur. Research suggests that taking 75 milligrams of butterbur extract twice daily for about 4 months can cut migraine attacks nearly in half for those who experience them two to six times per month. Coenzyme Q10, big believer. Researchers of Cleveland Headache Clinic found that 150 milligrams of COQ10 a day decreased the number of days with migraine in 60% of 31 migraine sufferers. A recent trial from Switzerland suggests that taking 100 milligrams of COQ10 three times daily produced similar effects, expert results in 2 or 3 months. Now, I have to tell you, I've been using Coenzyme Q10 for a long time. Now, I come from a situation where I used to have migraines about every 7 to 10 days. And for decades, this was the way it was. The crazy thing was, all of my 30s, I had no headaches. I don't know what was going on, but they disappeared. And the doctor told me that it does happen. When I got back in my 40s again, they came back. But by using supplementation, eating more of a Mediterranean diet, we have plenty of oils and omega-3 fatty acids and lots of good healthy grains and good vegetables and fruits and getting outside and getting some vitamin D and some sunlight on your face. And bringing in supplementation, things like Coenzyme Q10, Butterbur. I also use Feverfew. Studies show that taking about 125 milligrams daily of dried Feverfew leaf extract can help to prevent migraines. But don't take them if you're allergic to ragweed, because there is that allergy sensation there. And of course, one of my favorite minerals, magnesium. Magnesium has changed my life dramatically. Everything from the tenseness of the muscles and the stress in the muscles and the frequency of headaches. Several studies have found that inadequate magnesium intake may trigger migraines. The food part of it, eating more of the whole grains and legumes and nuts and spinach and avocados, plus taking about 300 milligrams of supplemental magnesium daily to bring magnesium levels up. I take more than that, and I take it in supplement. I also take it in powdered form in a warm water and drink it at bedtime. These things have made a dramatic difference in my health. Riboflavin, vitamin B2, I take a lot of B vitamins. They say the study of migraine sufferers who took 400 milligrams of riboflavin, B2, every day for a few months found the number of monthly headaches dropped and headache duration decreased as well. Now, one last thing. Health experts often urge migraine sufferers to record their headaches for at least a month to pinpoint some triggers. Now, I've done this with many people over the years, and you'll be surprised how many of them find out that they're having tension headaches or sinus headaches or stress headaches at the time of the month when hormonally things are changing. Many women during premenstrual problems and their cycles will have tension headaches the 5 to 7 days before their menses begins. I know people that are very much in the business world, and before a presentation, before a major project is due, tension, stress, headaches usually will rear their ugly head, and then they disappear once the event is over. Many people find the idea of talking in public and giving a lecture or teaching a class very stressful, and they can produce a tension headache. You know, after the event is over, they may not have another tension headache for months or years. Sometimes when people start exercising, as their body is changing and they're increasing their circulatory system, they may experience muscle problems and as well as that headaches. And let's just face it, the world is a stressful place today. Sitting down and watching the news for more than an hour can give anybody a headache. So we have to kind of take a look at how we're getting our stress and how we're dealing out that stress and then how we're dealing in general with stress. Do we resolve our stress? Do we carry it from one day to another? Do we try to do some exercise in the evening because exercise really helps us think clearly and focus? Do we try to resolve the stress of the day before we go to bed? Or do we carry it to the next day and add more on top of it until it's this huge, gigantic pile of stress that we just can't handle? And then we not only weaken our body down and weaken our immune system, but then we start having compounded headaches due to the stress. Many people take a lot of analgesics. They end up damaging the linings of their stomach due to the fact that their stress levels are so high. You know, you have to look at the big picture. I have had people that have dramatically changed their diet, and just that in itself has changed the way that their body deals with headaches. I have worked with people that have been fast food junkies and sugar junkies and caffeinated junkies and have done nothing but eaten food that has truly been there to satisfy their palate and doing nothing nutritional for the body. And they have dramatically switched over to a healthier way of eating with fruits and vegetables and grains and healthy protein. And they started having a smoothie in the morning and they started drinking plenty of water and nothing processed, no junk, no fast food. And not only did the reoccurrence or the occurrence in general of headaches change dramatically, but their body and their health and everything else changed. And sometimes changing the big picture is hard for us to do, so we have to do small, tiny things, like walking a little bit more during the day, parking our car a little farther away. That little bit of exercise in the morning can increase your circulation to the brain and make a dramatic difference in your focus, as well as your concentration and your brain in general, and headache occurrence. You know, getting a good night's rest. You know, we talk about this all the time, and when we were kids, we were told to get a good night's rest, and we had bedtimes when we were kids and things that we adhere to. But it was, of course, when I was a kid, we didn't have computers in our room and smartphones and tablets and backlit devices. We didn't have any of that. So bedtime or being sent to your room was a punishment. Today, being sent to your room is like a vacation because everything you need is there. But today we don't have bedtimes. People stay up later. Kids stay up later. And, you know, going to bed and laying in your bed and texting and surfing the internet on your phone or your computer, people stay up very, very late. And then they're exhausted the next day and they're not getting a good night's rest. So when you look at the big picture, when people are exhausted and they're tired and they're run down, and you sprinkle that with stress and bad diet and inactivity, headaches are more common. And for people that have never had headaches in their life, I have a friend and she's never had a headache. And we talk about this all the time. And I am just enamored by the situation that she has never in her life had a headache. And I think to myself, that is just the craziest thing. So when she's with her friends or she has a friend that's down with a cluster headache for like a month, or she has a friend like me who gets migraines, you know, she understands because we all know each other so well, but she just can't wrap her mind around it because she's never had one. Not that I wish one on anybody, because headaches are terrible. I remember being a young kid when I was 6 or 7, having headaches and, you know, being laid on the bed with cold towels on you in a dark room with a fan because any movement, any light, and any sound would take the headache to a brand new level. Terrible, terrible situation. And back then, there was really nothing available. Nobody really knew much of anything, you know. So, you know, you just kind of had to guess your way. And I stumbled my way through adolescence with headaches and into early adulthood. And I've tried so many different things. I think probably the most effective things for me over the year has been magnesium. And the food that you consume is dramatically life-changing. And activity, and probably the number one thing is being able to shut down and sleep, because there is nothing better than getting a good night's rest and being to experience the next day, you know, not having exhaustion the moment you wake up. How many people get up every single day and feel rested? Not a lot. Most people get up in the morning after 4 or 5 snooze alarm hits and they are exhausted during the day and just on their way to work, a little bit of road rage and, you know, too much caffeine in the morning. By mid-morning, they could have a headache from tension very easily. And, you know, you're popping analgesics, doing everything you possibly can because you need to get through the day. But I don't think we put the importance on the amount of sleep that we get or the activity that we get or the foods that we consume or the beverages we drink. These things all add up. They're all tools. I was talking with someone the other day, and I said, one of the things we need to do as an adult is build a healthy tool chest. And she goes, well, what do you mean? I said, well, all the good things that we do and should do every day, all of these things add up to a healthy tool chest, and everything we have that we do is a tool. She said, I don't get it. And I said, okay, drinking 8 to 10 glasses a day of water hydrates your body. And she said, okay. I said, that's a tool for the day, one of your tools that you have in your toolbox, in your wholesome tool chest, is to have 8 to 10 glasses of water. You know, 7, 8, 9 hours of sleep the night before, that's restful sleep, that's a tool. Doing some kind of activity 20 to 30 minutes a day above your normal routine, that's another tool. Trying to keep more of a positive attitude throughout the day, these are tools. When we have enough tools, we don't get the experiences of having things like, you know, stress breakdowns and tension headaches and stress headaches. And, you know, we don't get these things because our body is charged. Our body's not exhausted. Our body's not run down. We don't have the triggers out there. Because the triggers that are out there that spark headaches come from the inability of our body to be strong enough to deal with the normal things that it comes in contact with. Normally, if you are someone who is well-rested, well-exercised, well-fed, well-hydrated, in a positive-type situation, a happier person, symptoms that come at you during the day, most of the time our body just kind of shakes them off. But when you're run down, fatigued, burnt out, stressed out, dehydrated, unrested, irritable, and on the negative side, anything we come in contact with is a trigger. Because we're already so far down on the scale of being balanced and healthy that it doesn't take much. So when you start to look at the things that we are facing today as far as headaches are concerned, and you start looking at all of the things out there that we should definitely be focusing on, that we're not focusing on, that we don't put importance into, you know, like a good night's rest and eating a good diet and balancing our stress, the end result is that the causes of these chronic daily headaches many times are happening at our own hand. We don't realize that we are sometimes the culprit for many of the health problems we have. So we also have to be the solution. Does everybody need pharmaceutical medicine for headaches? No. Does everyone need to be downing different kinds of analgesics every day for headaches? No. Are there people that may have to use them? Of course. And are there extreme cases that need pharmaceutical medications? Absolutely. But it doesn't mean everybody needs to. What it usually means is we need to take a step back and take a way we're living our life and take a look at everything from diet, you know, to exercise and focus and concentration. But I will tell you that information is probably one of the best things you can focus on. If you want to see what's coming up next on the show, like our Facebook page, or follow us on Instagram or Twitter, and let us know what your favorite healthy habit is, then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned right here on the show. And let's face it today, walking into most health food stores, well, can boggle the brain. Faced with shelf after shelf of supplements, how do you know what to choose? Better Nutrition can help. Better Nutrition is the healthy shopping magazine, packed with useful information on a variety of health topics, as well as deliciously healthy recipes and good-for-you lifestyle tips. Every issue will help you stay up to date on the best products and advice for optimal wellness. Pick up a copy of Better Nutrition magazine at fine health food stores near you today. You know, also, keep in mind that there's some good information out there. There's a blog, thedailyheadache.com. Good information there. There's also a book that I recommend called Headache Free, Relieve Migraine, Tension, Cluster, Menstrual, and Lyme Headaches by Susie Cohen. You know, like I said, you want to search good information, and you want to be able to feel better about the choices that you're making. Headaches, well, they're not going anywhere soon. And the reason that they're not is because of the fact that we are always going to have stress. We're always going to have bad diet. We're always going to have inactivity, dehydration, and we're always going to pile way too much stuff on our shoulders that we just can't handle. So what do we do? Well, we need to take the time to get ourselves as healthy as we possibly can. And sometimes saying no and saying yes to yourself and your own health can be one of the best things that you could possibly do for yourself in the big picture. Take a look at your diet. Eat a little bit better. Let's do baby steps. Drink a little bit more water. Be a little bit more active. Really, be a lot more attentive to your bedroom, which is darken out the shades, get a fan in there, get a good mattress, stop electronic devices about an hour before bedtime. Here's a tip for you. You know those dryer sheets that you take and we use in a dryer, then we throw them away? Save them. Go to your health food store, pick up some lavender oil. Put about 10 drops of lavender oil on that dryer sheet. Put it between the pillowcase and the pillow and change it out about every 3 or 4 days. What you will find is it will help to relax you. It will open up your breathing. You will have a much more restful sleep. And if you're someone like me that would wake up in the morning, first thing in the morning with a headache, it really does make a dramatic difference. That's another one of those tools to keep in that tool chest. And I guarantee you, you will sleep more in a rested fashion. And you're going to feel better. And don't forget about that magnesium at bedtime and the butterbur and some vitamin D and some other things that are very beneficial. A good whole food multiple vitamin, things that we dramatically need. And let's get our headaches under control. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at EuropharmaUSA.com. For more information on this and all of my show segments, remember to go to my radio show page at RadioMD.com and look for the Talk Healthy Today show for the on-demand podcast of the show available. Today we talked about headaches. I hope you got some good information. And remember to pick up your copy of Better Nutrition Magazine at fine health food stores everywhere. I thank you all for listening. Stay well.